everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast.
What if I just passed out?
I would be very confused. I would be like, I don't know if this is a joke or not. And then I'd probably be like, hold on, y'all. And then start trying to like...
So you would keep recording?
Yeah, and then be
hold
like...
Hold on, y'all. Like, Deja?
Jackie!
Deja!
That's exactly how it would go.
I gotta go.
Right. Never mind. But anywho, y'all, I'm Kirsten.
I'm Deja.
And welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast.
I'm fucking out of it. That's what I am.
Well, it's been a long week, truly. It's been a very slow week.
Yeah.
It's felt slow. It's just been, I don't know, a drag. And honestly, I feel like from March to the top of October was a snap of the finger.
Well, okay, so like in the grand scheme of things, I feel like time has flown. Mm-hmm. Like even October, we're fucking 10 days in already.
Yeah, yeah.
But every week that I like live in this, that's still in some way zooming by, feels so long.
Yeah.
It's, I can't explain it. Mm-hmm. It's like my days drag.
Mm-hmm.
But time is actually moving extremely fast.
I feel like the older you get, the faster time goes. Every time. It never fails. Like when I was a kid, I was like, oh, time moves so slow. I just want to grow up. And now that I'm grown up,
time
I'm like,
after time.
I'm sorry, what? It's what day is it already? It's
if
exhausting.
You fall, I will let it, I'll be ma'am. Waiting. Time after time. That's how things were when we were a kid. But you know the version from the 90s that was faster with the girl. I can't remember her name, but it was like, if you fall. It was
oh,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how it is in real life. Time after time. Time after time. I will be waiting.
Oh, all right now. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Anywho, how has your week been going other than the fact that it was slow?
Kirsten, fucking the same. Nothing happened this week to even begin to slightly... Actually, I spent the first half of the week alone. That was interesting.
How
me
was
and Cardi.
That? Yeah.
Tyrell had to go out of town for a photo conference. So
was this your first time in the house without him for that long time?
Because
y'all been there for almost a year now.
It may have been. I didn't think about it that way. But what I thought of is this is the most time we had spent apart since COVID happened, which is abnormal for us because... Normally,
it's you.
Okay, wrong. I'm jet setting Julie over you here. Are. Like, June, June, where
Deja
we going?
Deja is never home.
Hey.
Deja's just like, no, this weekend I've got to do this. And then at the end of the month, I've got a trip. And then when I get back, I'm only here for 4 days. And then I've got to go again. That is Deja.
Look, bitches be on the go.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
So this was the most time that we had spent apart since Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at first very like, wait, if anybody should be leaving, it should be me. What's happening? Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed
the alone time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, he left on Sunday. Not that I enjoyed the alone time, but I enjoyed my home to myself.
Yeah.
Okay, he left on Sunday. The housekeepers came on Monday. He came back on Wednesday. The house was still so pristine.
It
was so clean. And come Wednesday night, I had a shitty toilet. and stuff happened. All over my kitchen. Now, granted, or not my kitchen, but my kind of like kitchen table, dining room area. But granted, he did have all that stuff cleared out and stuff by Thursday morning.
Oh, well,
so
that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was like, wow, it was the toilet that said, I was like, you're back.
Yep, you're here.
You have already.
Now, I will say Marlon is very courteous about this. He's very courteous
about
using the bathroom. Like, he's very mindful that I'm behind him. I have to use the bathroom at some point. So he's always mindful of how he leaves the bathroom.
That is good. I hope it lasts.
So do I.
I hope it lasts.
Honestly, because, you know,
Tyrell didn't do this shit in my apartment in Miami.
Well, y'all were still in the dating phase still.
Yeah.
And now you're married. So it's like, I mean, she's going to see eventually. So
I don't care, but clean the, if you got shit skid marks in the toilet, or if you leave booty crust on the toilet, you got to wipe it off.
Yeah, that's nasty.
You got to wipe it off.
Yeah.
You know?
No, Marlon is.
I'm not overly picky. That. Tyrell would beg to differ. If he listens to these episodes, he's going to be on the other line like, she.
No, but Marlon is good. Like, because we have the master bath, but a lot of times he'll use a different bathroom. Like, he won't even, unless, like, I'm home or I'm off somewhere, then he's like, I'm going to use the master today. Oh. But other than that, he's pretty courteous. So yeah. We'll see.
It may just be him. So it may be a long thing. It also may be that it's still technically your house, so he's being courteous.
True.
And even so when y'all get
near lives with me, but it's
you get know. Your own like your two official space. Yeah. I hope things don't change.
You know, so do I. But we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. But I'm claiming it. You know, something strikes me as Marlon being a little, you know, more conscious of those types of things.
It's been plenty of days. He'd be like, Kirsten. This is cluttered.
He's
one of those
clean, organized.
Yes, very clean, very organized, and just very like I need my stuff laid out right.
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Yeah, but it was nonetheless so enjoyable just being in a clean house.
I feel you.
Me and Cardi were enjoying it. Got a little lonely at times, you know, but he came back. So there's that. Things are back to normal now.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was really the only unique thing that happened in my week. What about you?
I called your cleaners. They came by.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So
look.
They'll start on me next week.
Let me keep referring because they do shit for me for free when I refer people.
They were like, how did you hear about us? I was like, Deja. She was like, oh, Deja, she's so nice.
Let me tell y'all, I am literally their best friend because I sent them $50 every 2 weeks when COVID first kicked off. And like,
really?
Yeah, because I was like, I have the money and normally you would be coming. And like, these are people that were in the situation where it's like their job was halted when it first started.
Yeah.
So yeah, I sent them $50 every 2 weeks for like
nice of you.
A month and a half to 2 months. Yeah. And then that's when they started coming back.
Yeah.
And when they came back, they were like, we will clean your fridge. And they did something else for free. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then I just referred them to Danielle. She went with them. And they did my oven for free and something, baseboards for
free. Yeah, they were like, we got to get her something. Because they were like, we do Deja, Jackie, Terry, Danielle. I said, and I know them all.
Right.
I know who you're talking about.
They're really good, though.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, we're going to do a really good deep clean. And she was like, now, before we come back, we need you to move some stuff. I was like, all right, I can do that.
Yeah, and they'll be real. And honestly, like, the cleaner you are, the more flexible you can be with rates.
Yeah, yeah.
They charge us they charge us the same as they do my mom's townhome, which is much bigger.
Yeah.
But my mom's so much cleaner.
Cleaner, right.
So they may even charge her less. They may even do her spot for $90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you can get, that's what I'd be dangling over to. I'm like, you know, they charge us.
Because you're dirty.
Not because we're, but it's just we're.
Messier. Like clutter.
More clutter. And then to a certain degree, yes, dirtier. Yes. Because like the little things that I was just talking about, that's not going to fly at Terry's house. Like she cleans in between them.
Yeah.
So they do. So if you can be cleaner.
Once, this is my thing, it's always easier for me to maintain clean than to like do the deep cleaning.
Yes.
You know, I don't have the time for all that. I don't. Yeah. But once it I told her, I said, once you deep clean it, it's 10 times easier for me to just, okay, this is messed up. Let me fix it real quick. Like it's 10 times easier for me to keep it organized as opposed to starting from scratch.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do that. I'm going to attempt to declutter this weekend, but I need to do a bulk trash pickup, like for stuff that's old that I've had for forever.
Yep.
And I just need to start clearing it out because apparently next year we're moving. So I've got to, I got to start clearing shit out.
Yeah.
And
you'll feel better too.
For sure. And then with him in school for carpentry, this boy is so damn happy. He wants a workshop. So he's like, can I use the garage, you know? And so I got to move shit out the garage for him to, like, do his thizzle in the workshop that he wants to have. So I've got to do all that stuff. I got to schedule a time for them to come and just take out shit that I just really don't need anymore because there's so much stuff.
Yeah, especially now with two human presences there more it'll even more.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's not enough. Yeah, there's too much stuff in there now. I've been there for a while, so I just accumulated a bunch of shit. And now it's just time for shit to go.
It's crazy how much stuff you accumulate. I remember when we were moving out of that damn apartment, I was like, we've only been here 15 months. How did we get so much stuff?
That's the thing. And I'm like, I'd rather start clearing shit out now than be doing that shit when I'm trying to move. Because I'm going to be pissed off and annoyed at the fact that I have all this stuff that I do not need.
You don't.
Like, ugh.
And you want so much new stuff, too, when you move.
Yes. Like, apparently I got to get a new couch. Well, we agreed to get a new couch, a new table, like a new living room table. Yes, thanks to Ducky's ass.
Oh,
she when she was a puppy, I told chewed you, she up. Every, oh yeah, yeah, all yeah. four corners. So that table has to go. And then, I mean, the rug that I have now is newer, so that can stay. But like, there's new
but it's probably gonna move to a room that we don't want to highlight.
Exactly,
exactly. Put the new stuff in the highlight room.
The room everybody gonna be in. Yeah, the common area.
That's what my old rug is in my office.
Exactly. When I get my office, it's gonna be right up in there with me. So I've gotta do all that stuff and figure things out.
Think about what you can sell too.
That couch I have, I'm probably gonna try to sell it because that couch is not cheap. And it's still in good condition.
So much luck with Facebook Marketplace. I've sold so many things on Facebook Marketplace.
I'll probably try to do my couch, my table, my dining room table set because that's in pristine condition. No one sits at it.
But you got to go in knowing you ain't gonna get shit for it.
Oh, I know. I've had that shit since college. Okay. I've had it since 2012. So I know I probably get like $40. You can have it. I don't care.
Right.
Just needs to go.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. I mean, I got stuff that I'm going to get rid of. And then Marlon, the good thing is Marlon doesn't have nearly as much stuff as me. So we don't have to like figure out which of our stuff is going and which of our stuff is staying. He's just bringing a bed, a TV, and clothes. Easy. You know?
I'm done. I feel like I was going to ask you something and now I can't remember what it was
about
be.
Moving.
I don't know. Shit. I don't know. It had something to do about like household something. I don't know.
Speak of the devil. But yeah, other than that, my week has been just fine. It's actually been pretty chill. I have some good stuff that's been going on that I'll tell you off air. I can't say it on air.
Ooh, are you pregnant?
Girl, no.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Hell no.
I could use a baby.
Huh?
Not my own.
I was about to say, what?
I could use someone's baby. I want the end of next year. No, I don't want my own baby. I'm saying like I could use a friend baby. Like I could use somebody near in my circle to have a baby so that I could cuddle. Ideally, one of the people that's here in Atlanta. I just want to play with a baby regularly.
Oh, if you want, well, next time Marlon is babysitting his nephew.
How old is he?
Like one.
Okay.
He's adorable.
Okay.
His name is
I need
Jace.
Under two.
Yeah, he's young. And he's very well behaved, surprisingly. Aww. Like, he's a sweetheart.
Why you say surprisingly?
Because toddlers. Do I need to say more?
Came off my sweatshirt and I don't
like, what is
so
going on?
The weirdest thing happened this morning. I had my physical and I was leaving and went to Starbucks and I'm like trying to order and I see this itty bitty spider like dangling and I'm like trying. I got the window down and I'm like distracted. I'm like, can I get a hold on. I'm sorry. If you can see me, you're probably like, what's going on? I'm sorry. Can I get a egg bite and shit. So when I'm like, because I realized I like finished ordering and then I realized the reason I couldn't get this one to go away is because it's not one.
Oh, it was multiple.
It's like four of these little things that I see outside my window, like one hanging, one comes. I'm like, what the fuck? There are spiders hatching somewhere in my car right now.
Babies.
So I pull up to the window to like get my drink and I tell the lady and I'm like, do you see these spiders? And she's like, oh, wow. And so like, I'm like,
oh, wow.
They're like crawling. I'm like,
oh my gosh. She blowing off the baby spiders. Lord.
So now all day I have felt like some of them were like in the car and like on me. And then I just. I feel like that was one. So something, it was on my sweater and I flicked it off and I was like, is that one of those goddamn spiders? Anyways, sorry.
No, you're fine. But yeah, other than that, my week has been good. I really can't complain. It's just
life.
You know, I'm kind of ready for 2021, but I'm not gonna rush it. I'm thankful for where I'm at, truly.
We need to do a double date to some sort of fall. Ish. Yeah,
we got to find somewhere to go.
Pumpkin patch, cornfield, yeah. Something.
Marlon likes activities. He likes to be doing shit.
Problem is, what do you do during the fall other than go to the fair, which you can't do because they're closed?
Yeah. No, there's a fair open somewhere.
Where is there a fair open?
I could have sworn I saw that there was a fair.
Not the Georgia State Fair, honey.
No.
Not down in Mr. Perry, Georgia.
No, I'll have to see. I don't know. Maybe it was a throwback.
You know what? I did hear some places were thinking about doing a drive-through fair, which I don't know how that would work. Honestly, I don't know how fair would work for most people, but a drive-through fair would work perfectly fine for me because I don't go and get on those rides.
Fuck no. All I do is transported-ass rides. I just need a funnel cake and the little spray gun shit, and I'm fine.
I'm done. Not the spray gun shit. I don't play no games.
Oh, you wildin'. I do play games.
I play games with my diabetes. That's what I do at fairs. Y'all, I eat so many things. I always get a funnel cake. I always get fried onion rings. I like to get french fries in a bucket. I'm done. Potentially fried Oreos. That's a toss-up. It depends on how I'm feeling.
I play games with my diabetes.
I love to get the OD, like, burgers. Like,
French toast
burgers or donut burgers. Mm-hmm. Girl.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was funny.
That's what I do.
I don't play games. I play games with my diabetes.
Which I don't even have, but the way I be eating at the fair.
I can't. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Anywho, we'll figure out the double date thing.
Okay.
To find something to do.
Yeah.
Get out the house. That'll be good. Because Marla's always like, what are Deja and Tyrell doing?
I'm
like,
ain't shit. Y'all can come over at any time.
Same shit we doing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Ain't shit.
Well, Tyrell, you never know, really. He's jack of all trades, but
truly
truly for the most part, nothing.
Every time I talk to Tyro, spirit animal, I'm doing this now. When the fuck,
child,
did you decide? I don't know. I was looking at him, was like, I'll try it. I admire that about him, though. That's great.
Yeah,
that he's just jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, that's what I'm getting out of Marlon. He's like, babe, I watched this video on YouTube, I'ma try it.
Go for it,
boo. Enjoy.
Go for it.
Essentially. You know, supporting people that just are ready.
Ready. It's so funny. Me and Tyrell just process and think about that kind of stuff so differently. So it's.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
I'd be like, wait, what? What are we doing now?
Yeah,
what's that
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Every couple has.
I'm going to go sit down.
About the couple, the one that's like, woo! Let's do it. Let's just try it. I don't care. And the other one's like, are you sure? That's usually how it is. There's always, there has to be that dynamic in the relationship. One, it keeps the spice alive. Two, if both of y'all are like, it's like, this is not good. This is real risky. But if you have the balance, it keeps the person that's more willing to take risks in check.
Yes.
It keeps them from
That's
doing
what my
dumb
therapist
shit.
Told me.
It really does. It's true.
That's what my therapist told me.
It keeps them from doing dumb shit. Like me, Marlon is still very risk averse. Like he's still very much like, I really don't want to, I don't want to try it. It's a little too much. Like I don't really feel comfortable. Whereas I'm like, might as well try it. Fuck it. What you got to lose?
See?
Might as well try. Fuck it.
What is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. And then Marlon will be like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's me. I'm like, so have we thought this through?
Marlon's like, I don't. Did you write everything down? Are you sure? That's how it is. But it keeps you guys in like on the same page. It keeps you balanced. And it keeps the one person from doing some dumb shit and losing a shit ton of money that they shouldn't.
And it keeps the other person stressed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They probably will gray early. But it's okay.
I can't afford that, child. I already spend enough on hair care.
So you gonna dye your grays?
Of course.
Really?
What I look like?
Oh, I don't think I am.
I mean, until I go full gray.
It depends on how I gray. That's my thing. Well, for me, gray doesn't run in my family. Like on my dad's side, my 100 and what year
I'm
is
still
it?
Shocked that you even asked me that question.
Seriously, I'm thinking how old is my grandmama now? 104. My 104 year old grandmother has all of 3 gray hairs. That's it.
And she should be dying them. If there's only 3, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she
if
don't
I
care.
If I gray, I'm not gonna dye my whole, like, because like gray when it is entirely gray is beautiful.
I was gonna say it's gorgeous. As long as it's healthy. I even like the salt and pepper gray. If it look like, you don't want the patchy gray.
Exactly.
It's the salt and pepper gray.
Salt and beautiful. Pepper I can do if you're fortunate to have that naturally. I feel like most people don't gray like that.
My mom's mom did. She had the most gorgeous salt and pepper. And shit. And it was all curly. Oh, it was beautiful.
I still feel like it's appropriate at a certain age. Like I would never go salt and pepper before like 50. Even if, so like if I'm starting to go and it's like I could rock this, but I'm 45, I don't think
you're going to die till 50.
I think so, at least. I don't know. It's just a mental thing.
I feel like, you're not gray now, so it's kind of hard to predict. But you may end up liking the gray when you get to that age. You might be like, it should look kind of good.
I may.
You never know, especially if it's the right kind of salt and pepper gray, like where it gradually fades to gray. That's beautiful. That natural shit, you never know.
At that point, who knows what the world would be like. It may be perfectly appropriate for 50-year-old women to have pink hair, which may
they
be
do
me.
Now.
That's the one thing Tyrell says. You are not risk-averse with your hair.
That is also true.
I was like, well.
That's true.
I am to a certain degree.
You stick with the common colors when you do dye it. I've never seen you do green or blue.
No.
Neither have I, though. I'll dye a red. I'll do a blonde.
I've done red. I've done purple.
I've never done purple. I will do a blue. I think blue would be nice on me, depending on the shade.
I had purple braids, mixture, purple in with my braids when I met Tyrell, and he loved it. Why have you never done the purple again?
Of course,
I don't know.
He's dyed his hair every primary color.
Right.
So there's that.
Right. I like what it is now.
What is it now? That orangey?
It's like a burnty. Yeah. It looks like it could be natural.
Yeah, it looks like the gingers, the, like black gingers though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I like that.
It goes well with his complexion.
Gives me Jadenna vibes.
Oh, yes. I remember those days. All right, anywho, y'all. Sorry, we've been
Shall
on a tangent.
Shall we dive into some hot topics?
Yes.
Hot topics.
Would you like to talk about the debate first, since that kind of took the bulk of the week?
Sure.
All right. First, let's talk about the drama before the debate.
Oh.
We didn't talk about, we talked about the Rona in the White House. We talked about that a little bit. Before the debate, like maybe the day before, Kamala Harris was like, I want a plexiglass between me and this fella. He was at the Rose Garden with old boy. So he could have it too. Perfectly.
Pause. Can we just talk about how the Rona was at that party live in charge, or at that ceremony?
She was bouncing in the she
bank head bounced
all through that damn audience. They showed the picture of like where everyone was sitting and all the people that got it, I was like, of course, of course,
Liddy like a titty.
Mm-hmm.
She was in there,
she was
like
not playing. The president, first lady, the press secretary, the campaign people. 2 military people.
The president of Notre Dame.
Okay, every.
The Rona half the GOP.
I'm telling you. Rona was all up and through that shit. It was. It was funny. I did
it
chuckle.
It was funny.
I did chuckle because it's like.
We've been telling y'all.
We have. And you have been spouting how I'll never get it. I'm fine.
Meanwhile, we all sitting here
and
like.
Meanwhile, you coughing up a lung on Fox News.
Girl.
Sir.
But the Rona, though.
Anywho. So Kamala Harris and Mike Pence had a debate. Before the debate, she wanted a plexiglass. Mike Pence was like, nah, I don't have it. It's fine. And she was like, that's fine. Do you. I'm still going to have my plexiglass. And they went back and forth on that, and then eventually they both agreed to have the plexiglass. Mm-hmm. Just be safe, people. Like,
that's
damn.
My thing. What?
It's not that deep. You can still see her. It's not, plexiglass is not going to change the trajectory of this debate. It really isn't.
That's the people that object to that kind of shit is the type of people that roll up on you way too close in a line. Mm-hmm. Be like, nigga, can I breathe?
Please, back up.
You are literally inside the back of my head.
Really? You can see my thoughts.
Damn. Mm.
So yeah, they had the debate. It wasn't nearly as entertaining as the one a week prior. It wasn't. I will say that.
Just
however,
shut
Kamala,
up, man.
Kamala Harris's facial expressions took. They won. They won that debate. Yeah. Truly, because one, before we get serious, it's just the sense of. She knew when she was sitting there like, so you just gonna lie. You just gonna keep lying.
The lies.
Right.
The lies.
The candy meme. The lies. The lies. The lies. That's exactly the looks that she was giving him the entire debate. And then on top of that, she did it all with a smile, which goes to my next point. Mm. The last debate, we heard Joe Biden tell Donald Trump to shut up. We also heard him call him a clown. If Kamala Harris would have done any of that, she would have been labeled the angry black woman. And even though she didn't, she was still labeled the angry black woman for telling this man to stop disrespecting her and interrupting her when it's her time.
Child.
It's the exact same thing. The simple fact that women, and the sad part of this goes all the way up to the VP of the U.S., all the way down to the janitorial worker at a store. Mm. Black women cannot show up as their full selves.
Preach up.
Without being labeled as angry, rude, bitter, and whatever other acrimonious. Mm. All that shit.
I ain't even know what that word means. Tyler Perry?
We can't do it. We cannot show up as our full selves without that. Deja and I have both experienced this at our last company.
Literally.
So I get it. And it's just sad that this woman is sitting here telling him, I'm speaking with a smile, even though every black woman watching that was telling him, keep saying shit and I'm about to come across this goddamn plexiglass.
Instead of saying, just shut up, man.
Right. She has to say,
I'm speaking.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking with a smile just to come off unthreatening.
Child.
And it was clearly very calculated of her to do it that way because she knew the pressure she was under.
Yeah.
And it's just, she gave y'all a textbook masterclass or whatever on debates. And she won very clearly.
I agree. But it's a lot of people out there who do not. And they, the only rebuttal they had was literally what you just put that sermon out for.
Yep.
They were like, she came across so bitter. And oh my God, I cannot believe a potential vice president of the United States.
Like that.
Meanwhile, your president is talking about grabbing people by the pussy.
And calling that same woman you're calling bitter a monster.
Fucking porn stars.
Yep.
Owing millions of dollars in back paid tax debt.
Well, that might have been my second favorite part.
She when she like, talked about
he got, she was like, they told me he owes $750. And I thought, no, you mean $750,000? Maybe I misheard. No. $750. He paid, I'm sorry, how much? $750. And then we also find out that he owes $400 million to somebody. Let me tell y'all what debt is. That was my favorite part. Let me explain to y'all what a debt is.
A debt
means you owe somebody something.
Whoever it may be.
We just want to know who you owe money to, bro.
Child.
That's it. That's it.
My favorite part of the debate was the fly.
That fly took over the internet for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That fly
landed and then did not move.
That's the thing.
It didn't. When he turned his head, the fly
multiple
was just
times.
Like, woo, woohoo. Like, the fly was chilling on that man's head.
That fly was my favorite part of the debate.
Is a symbol from God, because flies like shit. And all you talking is that bullshit.
That and flies are related to demons, guys.
Really? I didn't know this.
Yep. There's a demon that like took the form of a fly. His name was like Beelzebub.
You know what? I did see that on Twitter last night.
If you watch a lot of demonic movies, there's usually some sort of a fly. At some point, you'll see like a fly in the room or weird shit.
Okay.
Needless to say, like you said, it was a sign that this man is either full of shit or a demon. That is full of shit.
Yes. Literally.
But yeah, that was one of my favorite parts because it was just so iconic to with the symbolism of it all. The Lord is trying to tell.
Joe Biden put his petty boots on for that one too. He's trying to tell.
Okay, with that fly swatter.
He said, let's make this campaign fly.
Okay, what? Nip it. Nip it.
Look at him being petty.
Susan Page was mediocre.
Very much so.
Like, these weak-ass moderators.
The fact that you're sitting there asking this man these questions, again, they both agreed to 2 minutes uninterrupted. Not only did you not let him answer the question, like, you let him not answer questions.
Right. Way too much.
Or go back to questions that we've already covered. And then on top of that, you let him speak 35, 45, almost a minute over the time. And then when it was Kamala's turn, it was, thank you. Thank you,
Senator
Harris. Thank you, Senator Harris. We're good. And I'm like, no.
Right.
If this man is going over and over and over, and then you're not giving her the equal amount of time, that's a problem. And then when he interrupts her, you shave off the time that he's interrupting her, and he's talking again for another 30, 45 seconds, and you cut her off.
Yeah.
No. And finally, I was glad that she started saying, no, he's been interrupting me this entire time.
Right.
Let me finish. This is not how we're going to do these things.
Right.
It's just, these moderators have been trash. Truly trash.
All right.
Cool. there's supposed to be another one next week, but we don't know. There might not be because it was supposed to be a town hall setting. Then the president got the Rona. So then they were like, all right, we'll do it virtually. And then he was like, no, I'm not going to do it virtually because they'll be able to cut my mic off. So he doesn't want to do it virtually. So then Joe Biden was like, and then President Trump, I can't believe I said that. Then the guy said, okay, well, let's just push it back a week. And then Joe Biden's campaign was like, you agreed to these dates back in June. I'm not pushing shit back a week. I'll still have the town hall next week. Mm-hmm. We'll have the last debate that we were supposed to have on the original date that it was supposed to happen. So fuck you.
Yeah, I heard about the town hall, which I'll tune in for. I hope it goes well for Joe.
He does better in town halls than he does in debates because he's better conversationally than he is like
debating.
Yeah. Way better conversationally.
I'm excited though. It was interesting. Started off great. Kamala Harris is my Twitter profile picture right now.
I love them facial expressions. They were perfect.
I mean, it really embodies a lot of the things that I talk about, like how I look at a lot of the tweets that I see. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let me add this in here. That and my name is a Diana Freeman stan. Yes, ma'am. You don't watch Lovecraft, so you can't relate. But for those that do.
I actually have been watching Lovecraft.
But you have. Did you see the last episode, though?
No.
Miss Diana Freeman.
I'm still talking about
Diana Freeman.
Go ahead.
Miss Diana Freeman showed up, showed out. Mm-hmm. And if that episode showed me one thing, it's how parents, black parents specifically, I can only relate to black parents and family members. We don't pay attention to our youth.
Yeah,
we've got to listen. We think that the problems
what to do than it is listening. Yeah.
Well, we've got the problems that we're sucked into. Mm-hmm. We one assume that these problems are not impacting our kids because we're trying to shield them from them, right? Mm-hmm. We're not telling them anything about them. We just have these problems that we're dealing with, even though those problems are affecting our attitude, affecting our output, affecting our existence. But somehow, some way, we think that none of that is impacting the kids. I don't know that. I don't understand that reasoning. But this episode highlighted how it don't matter how much you try to shield your problems from a kid, they will be impacted. Mm-hmm. And if you recognize that they will be impacted, then you can understand how they're processing and help them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody even knows that Diana has been impacted by everything that's been going on, other than the fact that of course they know her father's dead and her mother is now missing, but they're not processing the fact that all the other shit that's happening is now impacting her too. Mm-hmm. And she's screaming out for help. Mm-hmm. Do y'all see this? Do y'all see me? Look, help me. Hello, jigaboos, present. Y'all don't see them? I've got other things to do, Diana. Go find so-and-so. Go find. Now look at us. Now look at us. She forced to fight by herself. And she better be okay.
All righty.
She better be okay.
Okay.
I'm a Diana Freeman stan. She deserves better. If you are a Lovecraft Country person, feel free to hit me up on Twitter to discuss. I love digging into the theories. I'm in multiple Lovecraft Country chats to make sure that I don't miss anything and I can see other people's perspectives mm-hmm. about things. Mm-hmm. Woo! That is the show of the year for me, y'all. So Twitter, @soup_of_the_deja, I think. DEJA.
Lord Jesus.
A Diana Freeman stan is my name.
It used to be a Real Housewives connoisseur.
It will go back to that. There's really no Housewives on right now. No. There's Orange County's and Potomac, but.
Yeah, I'm on episode, I want to say 6 of Lovecraft, so I'm not far behind. 5 or 6.
What's happening?
Well, they just got past the exorcism.
Ooh, that was a good episode.
It was. And now they're on the episode. I saw Korea? The episode.
No. Then you're probably 5 then.
Yeah, I think it's 5. I'll just finish the episode where her sister was turning into the white
Ooh,
woman.
Ooh, that was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
Me for every episode. Ooh, that was a good episode.
So I think I'm on either in the middle of episode 5 or finishing episode 5. But so far, so good. Marlon was like, what is this? I said, it's Lovecraft Country. Apparently, it gets rave reviews. Everyone loves it. Mm. And we were watching. I said, oh, this is some shit now.
Okay.
Marlon was in the other room. He heard me go. I think they were in the, when they were driving to go find his dad mm-hmm. or whatever. And when they got into the woods with the sheriff and yep. all that shit, Marlon heard me say, oh, shit. Oh, who, what the fuck? What is that? Came in the room was like, what the hell are you watching? He was like, and then he looked, he said, what the hell?
Right.
That's what I said.
Right.
No, it's pretty good. I've been enjoying it. I have. It's been good. And he was like, hey, what happens when you get bit by a vampire? He said it ever so calm.
You what? Turn into a vampire.
He was like, hey, you should shoot him.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's like, you should still shoot being him racist. Because he gonna kill us all.
Right. Sheriff? You all right, Sheriff? No.
He's clearly not.
He's not mm-hmm. at all. Speaking of racists,
okay.
This is this could be a good segue into talking about the terrorists that were planning
to kidnap the Michigan governor. Yeah.
Yes.
People crazy. They showed their pictures. I said, of course they're white. Of course.
Oh, these are my white goodness. Supremacists.
And who was it? Homeland Security just came out and said white supremacists are still the greatest terrorist threat to the U.S. as
and
of right
they're
now.
On the rise.
They're not going anywhere, people.
Is that not the craziest shit,
it's
though?
It's insane. That was some shit straight out of The Purge.
Did almost. You hear, like, their plan was to, like, blow up the state capitol then which I can laugh because it didn't happen.
Right.
But I was like, y'all are real fucking bold.
Yes.
Y'all Truly. Are bold.
Yes.
And then some dumb, completely ignorant guy on Twitter, he has a verified check. I don't know who he is, but he's gotten tons of responses today because he's talking about, he posted the pictures from one of the guy's houses and it was some rural redneck looking pat hole.
House. Maybe you should, I saw that.
Address economic issues.
Looks like the country to me.
Black and Latino people been poor.
Okay, for years.
And
not
we ain't.
For centuries.
We're not committing mass shootings.
No, we're not plotting to kidnap anybody. Like, I don't understand. But y'all all of a sudden have sympathy because this man lives in a run down.
Now we need to do something about economic.
A Confederate flag outside.
Okay, he wasn't that poor.
Clearly not.
Ciao. Y'all be safe out here, though, because a lot of these people are threatening. Like, one of the guys they had on tape from some, like, online recording talking about basically the election and how if Biden wins, quote unquote, we're coming.
Coming where?
I don't know.
Coming where?
But y'all, black people, especially.
You be on alert.
Y'all better exercise y'all Second Amendment.
Look, Ricky called me the other day. Was like, you got a gun yet? I was like, no.
You better get one. And they're hard to find right now. Black gun sales have increased exponentially this year.
Shit is insane. Ricky was like, when I get down there for Thanksgiving, we getting you one. We are. Like, I don't have time for this shit. I was like, okay.
There's a couple owned black gun shops in the city.
Yeah.
There's a couple owned. There's a couple black owned.
I got
gun
you.
Shop.
I was,
thank you.
We was on the same page. Thank I knew what you was trying to say. I knew. Yeah. So, I mean, they saying it a lot now. Like, black people, just exercise your Second Amendment right. And in Georgia, the gun laws are pretty lax.
Pretty. In Kennesaw, it's technically still the law. Every household has to have a gun. It's an old law. They don't, like, exercise, know, but.
I think, what is it? You only need really a permit is if you want to conceal to carry, like, a concealed kit to carry one. But it's perfectly legal to not have a license and have a gun in your house.
Our governor had a campaign advertisement shooting a gun or pointing a gun
at a child. So
it don't get much more lax than that.
It's true. Georgia gun laws are really lax. You can have it in your car as long as it's visible. Like, it's perfectly fine.
The thing about it is, if black people keep on buying guns like this,
they're gonna start changing gun laws real quick. We're gonna
pause.
Yep. Universal background check.
Now
all the shit we've been asking for is gonna happen.
Right now.
Black people start owning guns, that them white folks gonna get real scared. Okay.
That's what funny. Else has been going on this week, Kirsten?
What else? Oh, Jeannie Mai. She stirred up some controversy.
I mean,
I don't think it was that controversial.
I need to hear exactly what she said. I know is that she talked about how she's going to be submissive in the marriage. And I said, well, duh, isn't that why all black men marry Asian women? I'm just kidding. All Asian women are not submissive.
That is true. All right, let me see. Let me pull up the clip. Here we go.
Going into my marriage.
Okay, here we go.
By Jeannie Mai, going into my marriage, I want to submit to my man. Let me explain. When I hear
this definition,
like you just said, Adrian, submitting has a negative connotation. It means that you are less important. You are lower than that person that you're submitting to. It usually can be like, you know, referenced as somebody who works lower than you. And that's not what I'm referring to here.
Yeah,
but what I've really learned in my life for my definition of marriage, I'm not saying what I want works for everybody. I'm saying for me. I'm a very dominant woman. I own my business. I lead my teams. I played my own manager, my own publicist, my own lawyer when I didn't have money to have those people. So I make the decisions in my life. When I come home, I like the idea that my man leads us. That doesn't mean that in this case, Jay makes all the decisions for us. That doesn't mean that when he says, I, Jeannie Mai.
So basically, she's saying in her marriage, because she's this big boss in like her personal life. Y'all, this look Deja is giving me. I can't even be serious. Deja's giving me this look like, that's that bullshit. Y'all, I wish
it wasn't intentional either.
I wish y'all could see that look Deja just gave. She looked at me with this stare like, fuck that.
No, because I was thinking of something. But go ahead, I'm listening.
What she's saying is, she's a boss in her like business and in life, and she has her team and she's running her shit. When she comes home, she just don't want to be the person that's like still figuring out how to do all the shit. Like, she wants to be able to relinquish some of the decision making, or not decision making, but relinquish some of the leadership stuff to Jeezy, who is a very attractive fellow, but that's neither here nor there.
Last night it was Kush and Ciroc. I was super geek. Shout out to Young Jeezy and my probate song, my coming out song, Super Freak.
Okay.
Off of TM 103. That's Trap Music 103. My personal favorite Young Jeezy album.
Okay.
Moving on.
Thank you.
I mean, whatever works for you.
I was going to say, whatever works for you in your marriage, you do you, boo.
I get where she's coming from, mm-hmm. but to me, that doesn't mean equate to submissiveness.
No,
so that's why it irritates me. Right, that's why it irritates me when women use that word.
Yeah.
And especially when they use that word and then defend it by, I'm just so quote unquote
busy and bossy
in everything else
why
I do.
Does your man need to be bossy? That's my thing. Why does it? I don't think. I don't know. My views on let me also tell you guys this. I grew up in a house with a mother who took the word submissive on, like, obey, all that shit out of her vows. She did. She just did. My mother was
Terry
like,
probably
fuck
said
that.
Him, but she damn sure didn't mean him. That's why I'm fucked up now. Submit. The only thing my mama submitted was the papers for her master's child.
I'm done. Oh.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. So, like, I grew up in a house with a mother who was very much like, this is a you and me thing. Right. It's not a you thing. Even though my dad is short, y'all. He got Napoleon syndrome, too. So, he be trying it. It just don't work. But
it's true.
I tell him that stuff all the time, but like yeah, like I grew up in a house where my mother was very much so like, no, this is our stuff, like we can make the decisions. Now granted, on certain stuff that my mom just, she doesn't care to really learn
right.
about shit like that, she'll be like, go talk to your daddy.
Right.
I don't care.
But that's not submissiveness.
No,
like you said, that's
it's
partnership.
Balance and partnership. And I already told Marla, submissive, Aunt Obey, all that shit is going out the window. I write my own goddamn vows. No.
You should put that in there. No, I'm just kidding. It bothers me when women relate
being in a
cooperativeness I think maybe is what I'm thinking, right? Like,
yeah,
because she cleared it up. It's, she said it's not that he gets to make
all,
the, decisions.
So then you're not
so
submissive.
What are you being submissive to?
Yeah, I think what she's trying to say, I don't know if submissive is the correct word. I think it's
right.
more of I in my marriage I plan to just be a partner,
right?
Because here's the thing. Marriage has, still in 2020, people have this old school view of men make all the decisions. They're the head of the household, blah, 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 all that bullshit.
And some men need that.
Some men do. But, however, comma, even though we're in 2020, and I'm pretty sure in a lot of marriages, the women are making more than the men at this point, men still feel the need, like it's something for their pride and their ego that they feel like they just have to make decisions. They have to decide what we do and how we do it and all that bullshit. But for me, my personal life, I will happily have a partnership with you.
Right.
But what I ain't finna do is submit, because if I don't agree with that shit, I'm gonna say I don't agree and we need to come to some type of
common
ground.
Are we using the right word?
As far as what?
Submit.
I don't think she means submit. I really don't.
No, but I mean, she's talking about submissive? Submissiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But submit is not the correlating word, right?
Why would it not be?
Because they're different words.
But isn't submit and submissive the same thing?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. Somebody's listening to us like these fucking idiots.
Yeah, let me just see. Submit.
Maybe
submit means accept or yield to a superior force.
Okay, so submit works.
Submissive.
I am submissive.
Inclined or ready to submit or yield to the authority.
Okay, all right, all right.
I knew I wasn't crazy. Anyway,
I'm just kidding.
See?
I don't know. What do y'all think? Let us know.
I'd love to hear
y'all's thoughts.
I don't know. Like, the word submit, when most people use it, means obey. Like, you just do whatever they
yield.
Say.
You're yielding. Yeah. That's what the... You're yielding.
And I said, fuck that. No.
I need a sign to yield.
I'm telling you, because Kirsten ain't doing it. First of all, I'm not a dog. That's my view. This honor, like, the obey part, I'm not a dog.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
be obedient
to
you, because I'm a person. I have my own views.
Yeah.
I have my own mind. And I think a lot of the times, a lot of women are like, well, yeah, I'm gonna be submissive in my marriage because he's my man and he's head of the household. It's all toxic masculinity.
Ain't no heads in no household.
It really isn't. Not
this
anymore.
Is a two-headed household.
I'm
it's a monster.
You, I'm
this okay? Medusa in this bitch.
This is two people running this shit, not just the one. Now I'm perfectly fine being like, say me and Marlon get married in a few years. I'm perfectly fine being like, I don't know, talk to your daddy. Like, I'm fine doing shit like that. But it's never going to be. But
that's more so like delegating, because I feel like that's what you do in a relationship. Yeah. People are going to be better and stronger at different things.
Me and Marlon have already decided this. Like, he's like, Kirsten, when it comes to like business stuff and the aspects of that, I'm sending our children your way. If they want to learn how to put shit together.
Well, not even with children. Like, I mean, just like day to day tasks. Yeah. Oh, like
for sure.
Finances. Who's better at managing them? Yeah. Who's better at. Look. The simplest things. I don't check the mail. I don't check the mail. I never have.
Why?
I just don't. I don't think about it.
That was my chore as a child, so I always do it.
That is not a chore.
It was.
Well, maybe shit. Me. Maybe it should have been for me. Maybe I check my mail. I don't know. But Tyrell's better at checking the mail.
Okay.
I'm always let that nigga check the mail. Unless he asked me to go check the mail, and then even still then, I might forget.
Ma'am.
Y'all, people will be better at certain things. Yes, it's and true. You got to just but accept that's how that. You
balance it. It's a partnership. Like, it's no such thing to me as this is the dominant force in the relationship and I'm the submissive. Like, this is not BDSM. It's just not.
Well, whatever works for you.
Exactly. Whatever floats your boat. I don't think she meant submissive. I think she just meant.
But that's the word. I feel like women think it's cute to use that word, when in reality, that's they're not probably they not mean. Being submissive.
No.
You're being cooperative.
Yeah.
You're listening more. You're being more of a negotiator and open to change than you would you're be in your profession.
That's it.
Thank you. You're compromising.
You plan to compromise in your marriage, which you should.
Right. That's compromising is not submission.
No. Mm-mm.
Submission is saying I can't make a decision without
you, and you
and your decision right trumps mine. I'm yielding mine to yours.
Yeah, and we ain't doing that shit. And my mama was not that woman. She still ain't to this day. Now, granted, when I was a kid, I would ask her stuff, and she would tell me no, and then say, "Go ask your daddy." Like, if he says no, it's a wrap. But there were plenty of times my dad would say yes and it would override, because it's like, he said yes, so y'all are 50-50. Figure it out. I'm going to go do it. Like,
no, they got to be on one accord. They got to talk about it before they send the kid in there.
They didn't talk about it first, so I would beat them to the punch. You know, just.
Maybe that's stuff that happens when you're not an only child.
It is, truly. Because they was worried about two different things all the time. My brother was out here with his car and doing wild shit as a teenager, and then there was me, the rebel, that Lord, we just want her to graduate. Like, that's how it was with my family.
If ever it was something where like one may feel differently, I would find out after the fact. So it would be like, to my face at first, they would say like no, but then like they would talk about it on their own, and then if the other one was like maybe convinced the other of like whatever, then they would come back to me and be like, well,
we talked about it.
And but if one person said no, always a no. For now, it's a no, nigga.
That's the that was the beauty of having like multiple, like me and Ricky, because there was no way I was gonna get like. It was rare that I would ask them a question together. Like, I never would. But that's also just me being a child. What? And then on top of that, it was like...
Y'all niggas was bad.
We were. I was. Ricky wasn't. My mom will tell you he was a well-behaved child. Aww. It wasn't until he got into an adult that we don't know what happened.
Oh, Lord.
But with me, it was like, Kirsten is probably going to live here for a while. We don't know. Because I was that kid that you told me right and I went left. Always. Always. I was a rebel with... I don't know if I had a cause back then.
Probably not.
I probably didn't. I just wanted to march to the beat of my own drum. So
little drummer girl.
Hey, it's something I still do. Shit, I've moved 10 hours away. But yeah, I don't know. Compromise. Y'all, just compromising your relationships. It's important. You can't. A lot of marriages and relationships fail with people just being stubborn as hell.
Well, a lot of marriages fail with people being submissive as hell, because that you wake up 20 years down the road and realize you haven't lived your life.
And you don't know who you are anymore.
Next thing you know, you're banging the gardener.
Wow.
That's what happens.
It is true. Because you just lost the fun. You let him make all the decisions. Like, no. I just don't see. That doesn't seem like a very fulfilling life to live. at all. I think a life well lived is a life where you and your spouse or your partner, whoever, can come together and make decisions. You move through life as a unit, not just as one person doing everything and then the other person is kind of just trailing behind. No.
Mm-mm. Well,
anywho, that's all I've got. Would we y'all like to write go us into, in
on this? I'd love to hear your thoughts on submission, especially curious. Our lady listeners.
Yeah.
Lady.
It's a hot topic. It's a very widely discussed topic.
What? I mean, I'd also love to hear from the male listeners, too, because I'd love to hear if you still value, quote unquote, having a submissive wife.
There's a lot of men out here that do, unfortunately.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Our mm-hmm. age. Mm-hmm. That'll really, like, and it's like, nigga, what do you want me to submit to?
Right?
Your $17 an hour job? What is happening?
What am I submitting to? You don't have a house.
You don't have much money.
You damn near live at home with your parents.
You don't clean.
So what is there to submit to?
You ain't got no pet.
You ain't got no pet. What?
You ain't got no car. Yeah, ladies, be careful too. Y'all be submitting to men that ain't got
They ain't got a pot to piss in, and y'all. But you, submitting.
You sometimes are their biggest asset.
Yeah, they latch on to you and ride your ass until they hit the jackpot. That's all. Mm. Y'all better make these men work. You want submissiveness? You better have something to submit to.
Put it okay.
And even then, I'm have to think about it.
I'm still gonna stand up for myself.
Okay. Mm. Y'all gonna come into the 21st century one of these days. One day. We gonna see.
Uno dia.
Anywho, would we like to move into the work playlist? Yes.
Put in work.
I was gonna
work.
Say professional
class. Oh, wait. Before we move on.
Oh, what?
We have to give a round of applause. Round of applause.
Oh.
That's gonna sound awful to the damn listeners.
I'm gonna change it.
Just clap, nigga. Just clap.
I was gonna do like real applause.
There you go. Sorry. I mean, geez Louise. For Tory Lanez being arrested.
Oh, yes. Finally, he's been charged in the shooting of Meg Thee Stallion because the bullets in her feet match the bullets from his gun. Well, would you think of that?
Well, imagine that.
Hmm.
That's what happens when you shoot somebody in the foot.
You know? Hmm. He faces up to 22 years in prison, 22 years and 8 months in prison if he is convicted. He is 28 years old. Y'all do the math on that. He won't get out till he's 50. Daystar, figure it out, bro.
It's going to be interesting to see how we move
22 years, but
from here.
And his ass is going to get deported back to Canada, too.
Well, I want him to go to prison in American jail.
Well, he'll go to prison in America, but when his sentence is over, they send him
I'm just kidding. He can go. He can go to Canadian jail. I believe sure more in better. Their...
It's way better than here.
Their rehabilitation
they
processes.
They actually rehab people.
Right.
Whereas ours, there's no rehabilitation whatsoever.
Well, I mean, how do you rehab the entire black community that's built in this country?
That is true.
Did you see my retweet the other day about, it was an article in an old Greenville, South Carolina newspaper from like 1918. And it was, the article was talking about how they were putting forth an order to make it required for black women to have jobs. Otherwise, they could be arrested.
No, I did not see that.
It's go to my Twitter and check it out. It was an interesting article.
Interesting.
It just made me think about the prison system and how it's like the white people have used it. Right. And the whole thing, you know, it was because white women were finding a shortage of labor for their fucking domestic roles that they wanted to be done in the house. So it's like, why aren't they? I'm trying to find black women and they don't want to work. It was talking about how black women that are the wives of military people who didn't necessarily need to
a
work.
Job,
like their military pay for their husband paid
took care
for
of
enough.
Everybody,
And they were like, this will help curb, you know, this, the thought is we can get these women to work, essentially. Mm. Like, there's too many women that have excuses not
to
work.
There's plenty of white women sitting their asses right at home.
Well, that was
working.
The thing, and it was incriminating. That it would make it so that they could be arrested for not having a work permit.
Wow.
That's y'all so don't sad. Be fooled and wonder how we got here with this prison system and being predominantly black. It's so many things like that that have existed across this U.S.
Shit. I mean, it's the smallest shit. Any reason to throw black people in jail, truly.
that had led to broken homes, mm-hmm. continued poverty, mm-hmm. etc. Mm-hmm. Anyways, on to happier things.
Okay.
Work playlist.
Okay.
Savage motherfucking mode mm-hmm. 2. Mm-hmm. That shit rides. Tyrell's like, this album's not as good as you think it is. Well, fuck you, dude.
This is the same person that thoroughly enjoys Kodak Black.
Thank you, Kirsten.
So there's that.
Thank you. Have you listened to Savage Mode 2?
I've heard bits and pieces of it. I haven't heard the whole thing.
Bro, that shit rides from top to bottom. Metro Boomin gave 21 Savage Metro some of his Boomin best fire. Beats. But the stuff that he's been giving to Future lately, maybe it's just Future.
It's Future. Because all his songs sound the same.
Mediocre.
It's Future. It's no one else but Future.
But this Savage Mode 2, I was like, hold up. From the intro to the close, there's literally not one.
I love 21 Savage. Me too. He is hilarious to me.
Me too.
And he is unproblematic.
Thank you. He does so much.
He really does. What did he do? The financial literally?
The financials, literally. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, the financial literacy program. There's been a number of other community things he's done in DeKalb County and just in general. Yeah. So, but there's literally, I like every song on that album, but some of my favorites are Mr. Right Now with Drake. Stepping on Niggas, No Op Left Behind, Said and Done, Running, Glock in My Lap. Honestly, those are my standouts, but the whole thing, and they got Morgan Freeman narrating the interludes and shit, is fire.
I did. I was like, how the fuck did y'all get Morgan Freeman to do this shit?
I love it.
Yeah.
Good shit. That's really the main thing that I've been listening to over the last week. I've heard bits and pieces from YG's new album because Tyrell has been listening to that. My Life 400 just came out. It's pretty good. Of course, y'all already know that I love the song Swag because that was released in... that's been a bop. It's also got Laugh Now, Cry Later, which was released not too long after he broke up with Kehlani and had his house raided and stuff. So that song's funny to me because he spends 10 seconds on every chorus going, ha, 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 ha. Like, nigga, what? But yeah, I like the Rodeo song with Chris Brown and Tyga. And then there's some other ones that, oh, I like Surgery, of course. It's the Ty Dolla $ign one. But yeah, I gotta listen to a lot of the other stuff. That is it for me this week, Kirsten. I'm simple with my work playlist. It's been limited with the new music.
I mean, there's not much out here that I truly want to listen to from being
Oh, Seven Streeter did release another song with Davido.
Yeah,
Kisses. It's good. It is it's so fire. Good. And it's she looks
fire.
Bomb. Fantastic in that video.
Her usual. She's a gorgeous girl. She's just so chocolatey beautiful. Goodness.
Okay, now I'm really done.
Well, yeah, there's a 7 song that I thoroughly enjoy. And then here we go. Let's see if I can find it.
I have one more song, but you finish.
Hold on. Let me find it. Oh, 1111. I forgot. I love 1111. Y'all know this. He has a new song out called Treat.
Treat.
I highly suggest you listen to that. I also am going to do LMA is Not Another Love Song. I like that slightly. It's all right.
I haven't heard it.
It's not her best, but it's decent. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got Eric Bellinger. One Thing Missing is a great song.
Okay.
But y'all know Eric Bellinger will always put out just a good bop.
He will. He'll give his best bops to other people, but.
No, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I've talked about this guy before. His name is Devon Terrell. He's got two new songs out, Thank My Exes and You Trippin'.
You Trippin'. How do you spell it?
His name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Devvon.
Oh, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Found him.
Did we talk about Usher's Bad Habits song?
I don't think so.
It's a banger.
The only one I know is the what's the other newish song that he put out? So maybe I need to listen to this Bad Habit.
I love that song. It's really, really good.
The I Cry is the only one I know.
Okay. I don't care for that
one. I like that one.
Bad Habits, though?
Okay.
Fire.
Okay. Is it sexy? Like, yeah, what is
it's
it?
It's sexy.
Okay.
And it's like.
Is it like Raymond versus Raymond sexy? That's a sexy album.
It is.
If you fucking with me. You fucking with me.
I don't know.
Hands and pants be my little freak. Y'all don't like that song?
All right. And then just for a little throwback.
Ooh, throw it back.
A song that I have been jamming to as of recent is Latch by Disclosure featuring
Sam
Smith.
It just hit 8 years.
Really?
Yesterday. Girl, oh, yeah. Sam Smith tweeted it and I tweeted back. That's still one of my favorite songs. To this day.
Swear to God, I love that song. That song is my shit.
I love that song too.
You, as soon as you hear it. Everybody, that was a universal love song. Like, everybody was like,
now I've got you in my, I want it over you. Never.
Got you shackled in.
Don't know the words.
Embrace.
Listen to the song probably 299 times and I don't know all the words.
That song is a bop.
I love that song.
But that's all I've got. Ain't shit going on.
I was gonna say I have one more thing I forgot. If you have heard of Giveon, you heard of Giveon?
Nope.
Okay, he's an R&B singer. I had heard about him from being on one of the many R&B kind of compile playlists that like Kirsten and I listen to. Mm. But he just released a quick little EP called When It's All Said and Done, and the whole thing is really good. It's only like 20 minutes, but there's a song on there called Stuck on You that I really like. There's another song on there featuring, I think it's Snow Allegra, that also is really good. Yes, Last Time. So if you are an R&B smooth kind of chill, he's got a really unique voice. His name is Giveon, G-I-V-E-O-N. When it's all said and done, I'll play a little clip of Stuck on You.
Up in your room once again, tempted. Bad for me, it's the truth, but I can't miss this. Don't tell my friends that I'm here to visit. Don't tell my friends that I'm here.
All right. Give you guys just a little taste.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, I thought this was about to play.
Professional clapback?
Yeah. Y'all gonna kill me, but honestly, it was the best professional clapback content I could come up with all week. And Kirsten told y'all why at the beginning of the episode. I'm speaking. Honestly. When you're being disrespected in the workplace and you want to be like, shut the fuck up, man. Just shut up, man. He didn't tell him shut the fuck up. I'm exaggerating.
He wanted to, though.
Right. Just shut up, man. In a meeting when someone's over talking you, they won't let you get your point across. I'm speaking. Hi, I'm sorry. I was speaking with a smile. And they'll know that means fuck you. Yeah. Let me fucking talk. There was an episode in Girlfriends about that when Joan was with Joan in the office. And every time she would talk,
somebody would jump in over her. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in that episode, she had to talk to William about that. And he had to kind of be her alley hoop as a male
Joan,
friend.
Why would you do this? And then she could get into it.
I hate that
you need a man to like be your segue into letting you speak.
Right.
I don't have time for that shit.
But if you have a friend that says they're an ally, make them aware, because William wasn't aware until she was like, hello,
and then he started noticing like, oh shit,
yeah,
she's right, okay, let me fix it. William is by far one of my favorite characters of all time.
He is
hilarious,
definitely my favorite on
you
that
heifers!
Show.
You bitches get on my nerves.
Right.
I loved William. And then also I would say, if somebody's like yelling over you or talking over you, I'm very good about like, if you're going to yell, we can't have a conversation. That I'm real quick with. Okay.
So basically Kirsten hit them with, is you finished or is you done?
Exactly. If you're going to yell, then we cannot have a conversation because I'm not raising my voice at you. I understand you have, your grievances or you're upset. But we're both adults, and you're not going to talk to me like that.
I know that's right.
And if they don't respect that, okay, I'm
going
to hang up
I'm going now.
I'm going to hang up now. And then after that, you get blocked.
Click. I give it 3 seconds. After I say I'm going to hang up now, you got 3 seconds to do a fucking U-turn.
Oh, if not.
Click.
And really, you lucky if you talk to me again.
Don't play with me. Mm-mm. I had that happen to me and my company now with one of my partners when I first started. I had blocked his calls for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tip of the week. This is a funny. You remember when you did the split at L Bar and got tendonitis?
Yeah.
I may have tendonitis as well.
You was doing splits on the dick, Kirsten?
No, I wasn't. I don't know when this happened. Y'all, and it's the knee I fell on earlier this summer.
Oh, shit. That's probably when then.
I don't know if it was fine though. Like, it's been fine. And then it wasn't until we went on vacation. I don't know what I did on vacation that I was fighting the ocean. But I what? Them waves was, and I'm a little.
Waves don't hurt your knee.
No, but when you're trying to stand up and you're trying to.
No, ma'am. That was that damn fall.
I don't think it was the fall.
Remember, my knee wasn't messed up immediately from that split. Remember, it was months later that I was like, y'all, my knee's been bothering me. I came back and was like, guess what, y'all?
You got tendonitis. I don't know, but y'all, just be careful out here.
What?
Look, the older you get, the more shit starts to bother you.
What?
Stay active out here. Keep them bones moving. Honestly, my knee is slowly but surely starting to feel better. I've been working out quite a bit, but I've been doing the low impact stuff, not doing a whole lot of jumping. But yeah, man, it's starting to get cooler out here. They say summer bodies are built in the winter. So if you out here and you trying to get sexy for 2021, even though we don't know if our ass is going to be outside in 2021, go for it. Stay active. Stay moving. It's hard to be active in times like this, but y'all got to keep moving and don't get tendonitis because, child, this knee right here, if I sit for too long, whoo!
Y'all better wear your knee pads.
That bitch is stiff.
Unlike Kirsten. Wait, no, do you think you heard it in the bike fall or the fall down the stairs? Or maybe both.
Well, I didn't fall. I didn't fall like face down the stairs. I fell on this side. So I didn't even hit this knee.
That's what you think.
I fell on my left side. Now,
so it was the bike.
Was
That's
up.
What you're saying. It was the bike.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
My left side was fucked up.
Why is my knee bothering me? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I had two run-ins with the ground where it whooped my ass this summer. Two run-ins with the ground.
You know what, y'all? We're going to go. Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Bye.